The abdication of Diocletian and Maximian was succeeded by 18 years of discord and confusion. The empire was afflicted by 5 civil wars, and the remainder of the time was not so much a state of tranquility as a suspension of arms between several hostile monarchs who, viewing each other with an eye of fear and hatred, strove to increase their respective forces at the expense of their subjects. As soon as Diocletian and Maximian had resigned the purple, their station, according to the rules of the new constitution, was filled by the 2 Caesars, Constantius and Galerius, who immediately assumed the title of Augustus. The honours of seniority and precedence were allowed to the former of those princes, and he continued under a new appellation to administer his ancient department of Gaul, Spain, and Britain. The government of those ample provinces was sufficient to exercise his talents and to satisfy his ambition. Clemency, temperance, and moderation distinguished the amiable character of Constantius, and his fortunate subjects had frequently occasion to compare the virtues of their sovereign with the passions of Maximian, and even with the arts of Diocletian. Instead of imitating their eastern pride and magnificence, Constantius preserved the modesty of a Roman prince. He declared with unaffected sincerity that his most valued treasure was in the hearts of his people, and that whenever the dignity of the throne or the danger of the state required any extraordinary supply, he could depend with confidence on their gratitude and liberality. The stern temper of Galerius was cast in a very different mould, and while he commanded the esteem of his subjects, he seldom condescended to solicit their affections. His fame in arms, and above all, the success of the Persian War, had elated his haughty mind, which was naturally impatient of a superior, or even of an equal. After the elevation of Constantius and Galerius to the rank of Augusti, 2 new Caesars were required to supply their place, and to complete the system of the imperial government. The 2 persons whom Galerius promoted to the rank of Caesar were much better suited to serve the views of his ambition, and their principal recommendation seems to have consisted in the want of merit or personal consequence. The first of these was Maximin, whose mother was the sister of Galerius. The inexperienced youth still betrayed, by his manners and language, his rustic education, when, to his own astonishment, as well as that of the world, he was invested with the purple, exalted to the dignity of Caesar, and entrusted with the sovereign command of Egypt and Syria. At the same time, Severus, a faithful servant, addicted to pleasure but not incapable of business, was sent to Milan to receive the Caesarian ornaments and the possession of Italy and Africa. According to the forms of the constitution, Severus acknowledged the supremacy of the Western emperor, but he was absolutely devoted to the commands of his benefactor Galerius, who, reserving to himself the intermediate countries from the confines of Italy to those of Syria, firmly established his power over 3/4 of the monarchy. In the full confidence that the approaching death of Constantius would leave him sole master of the Roman world, we are assured that Galerius had arranged in his mind a long succession of future princes, and that he meditated his own retreat from public life after he should have accomplished a glorious reign of about 20 years. But within less than 18 months, 2 unexpected revolutions overturned the ambitious schemes of Galerius. The hopes of uniting the western provinces to his empire were disappointed by the elevation of Constantine, whilst Italy and Africa were lost by the successful revolt of Maxentius.
Constantius died in AD 306 on an expedition to subdue the barbarians in Caledonia, in Britain. His death was immediately succeeded by the elevation of his son Constantine at York. In Italy, Galerius, Emperor of the East, found himself facing a revolt of the citizens, who declared Maxentius, son of Maximian, emperor. Galerius commanded Severus to put down the rebellion, but Severus failed, was captured, and sent to Rome, where he chose to open his veins rather than endure a humiliating imprisonment. Galerius then attempted the same, but he too was forced to admit defeat at the hands of Maximian and his son Maxentius.
The legions of Galerius exhibited a very melancholy proof of their disposition by the ravages which they committed in their retreat. They murdered, they ravished, they plundered. They drove away the flocks and herds of the Italians. They burnt the villages through which they passed, and